Prayer Digest a year or so back, talks about how he was trying to figure out how this chemical bonding comes together. And in the dream, he saw these balls dancing around. In a dream. And then he woke up and realized that's how they got together and wrote it down. A lot of those scientists, this is what I personally believe. They were all gifts of God that dropped down like rain on human beings. Both spiritual knowledge and natural knowledge. Which is why I still believe, if we want to progress further in God, we need to ask from the Almighty. They have said that when the time of an idea is come, no armies, nothing on earth can stop it from coming forth. You think about it, it's true. It's the ideas that have come into the world that has changed our world. When the time of the idea or knowledge is right, nothing can stand against it. Truth is more powerful than life. But truth, both natural and spiritual, comes because of the gift of God to man. I believe so. And if mankind want to progress further, we can ask for wisdom from God. That's natural knowledge to encourage you all who are in natural fields, engineering or science or areas. Remember, with God, you can go further. God is not against you using your mind. God is not against you being intelligent and reasonable and trying to get the best education. But all God wants is let Him have a place in your life. And He will show you that what man can know with God is so much more than what man can know without God. Hallelujah. So something can happen, just like it happened to them in Luke 24, verse 45. Something clicked. Did you notice from that day onward, Peter could quote scriptures? Hallelujah. Acts 1. In a prayer meeting, he just quoted and he says, it must be fulfilled to the scripture that said that somebody must replace Judas. For the scripture said, let another take his office. Suddenly all the scriptures fit together. Why? Because some light, something came upon him. How did it come? First, we humble ourselves before God. We lay our minds before God. We say, God, you made our mind. You created brain, mind, and all of man. You created intelligence. And we bow down all this to you in worship. Just like Ruth bowing down before Boaz. And when she did, she not only was welcome to the gleanings. Tells us here in chapter 2 of Ruth. It says here, Ruth did two things. Three things. Three things take place after she bowed down. Not the normal things. She could just have gone and gleaned normally that any poor person gleaning in the field and got the normal results of a poor person. But when she bowed down and began to relate in a humble way to Boaz, three things took place. Number one, in Ruth chapter 2, verse 14, Boaz welcomed her to sup with him. She was welcome to eat with him. And we all the other people. That's wonderful. When we bow our mind down before God, believe me, God will welcome you to His storehouse of knowledge. You remember Daniel in Daniel chapter 1? If you read carefully in the book of Daniel chapter 1, it was not just that he got his intelligence just from his study, because all the other bright kids studied with him. But Daniel chapter 1 tells us here in verse 17. Daniel 1:17. As for these four young men, God gave them. No matter how we have progressed in our modern society, the same God can still give knowledge. The world sometimes thinks that they have reached the apex of knowledge and understanding in many fields. Believe me, we have not touched but a drop in the ocean of what God has given to mankind. Oh, we can progress some more. God gave. It's a gift from God. He gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And then he had other gifts too. When Nebuchadnezzar tested them, he found that they were 10 times better than all the others he has tested. Because of the gift of God. How did Solomon become wise? Became in fact the wisest man in his generation. One dream. Before he dreamt, what did he do? He worshipped. And there were about nearly 1,000 over offerings given to God. And God gave him a dream. And said, Solomon, ask what you want. And Solomon said, God, give me wisdom. And immediately, instantaneously, something opened in his mind. It was a different Solomon who came out, who woke up that morning. He spoke of birds. He spoke of trees. He spoke of many things. And people say, what happened to Solomon? Last time he failed his biology class, look at him now. What about zoology? Look at him. I mean, he spoke of animals. And last time he can't even tell the difference between an olive tree and some other tree. Look at him now. He spoke of trees. Last time he scored only F9 for his botany class, now he scored A1s. What's happened to him? And last time he could not even recite some one piece of poetry, he went out of tune. Look at him now, he spoke songs and parables. Because God opened his mind. That's a gift of God that's possible. The first thing was Boaz invited Ruth to sup with her. There's more treasures invited for her to feast. I believe if mankind would turn to God, God would release gifts like we've never seen before. Spiritual and natural. I believe if an entire society serves the Almighty God and be righteous before God, and we are able to seek God's face, God will release knowledge that no other society has ever tapped on. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Now you know why knowledge comes with humility. Because when knowledge comes without humility, it can destroy. When man discovered the power of the atom, it became both a wonderful blessing but a potential destruction. It can either destroy. See, knowledge, the more knowledge we have, we can become a more dangerous enemy to people. But God is wise. He refuses to release that knowledge until we come to a certain place where we are humble and we want to serve man. And then he releases it and we become a greater service to mankind. Hallelujah. Imagine what will happen to a society that believes in God, turns to God, and God releases that knowledge. Let's suppose if they get the knowledge, if they found that knowledge without God, think about that. That society can end up destroying every others because of their technology. and their knowledge and their skill. But God knows. So God's storehouse of wisdom is shut up until we go to the process of humility, servanthood, and then God opens His storehouse and we become a blessing to all of mankind. Hallelujah. Secondly, Ruth had additional blessings. Number one, she was invited to sup with Boaz. Number two, Boaz spoke to his young man in verse 15. He says, "Let her glean even among the sheaves." That means, usually the poor are allowed only to glean the leftovers. But he's giving special instruction, which Ruth doesn't even know. He says, "Let her even pick up right up to where you put all the bundles or harvest. Let her even take those things from there." Knowledge. The gleaning represents knowledge coming into our life. Number three, he told those young men. He said in chapter 2 of Ruth, his special instruction here in verse 16, and also, it says, also let some grain from the bundles fall purposely for her. You know what? I think he's in love with her. So, here, I love you too. So, we have Boaz saying, as you all pick up the sheaves, and you see Ruth there purposely drop some for her. And Ruth that day picking up say, "Wonder what these young men are doing, they're not being very careful." It's all for her. God drops small knowledge down, pours it down. When we reach all the stage of the mind of Christ, the humility, the servanthood, and the likeness of Christ, that is Philippians chapter 2. All that knowledge will be given freely to us. Then in chapter 3 of Philippians, which ties back to Ruth chapter 3, we see here Paul giving up all his prestige as a Pharisee of the Pharisees, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, and of the tribe of Benjamites. In all his prestige, he says in chapter 3 of Philippians, in verse 7, look at what he says in chapter 3, verse 7. Philippians now. "But what things were gained to me?" Everything that he had gained, he says, "These I have counted loss for Christ." Now look at chapter 3. One of the most important things, now that Ruth is going to go, Ruth has been relating with Boaz for some time through two harvests, through the wheat harvest and the barley harvest. That's quite a long time. It's possibly over two seasons. Maybe it's about a year or so of their acquaintance. So every day he sat there and he meets Boaz. Their relationship had grown to a certain extent. Believe me, by that time he knew her by name and she knew him by name. They were strangers in chapter 2 when they began, but now they have known each other. They said to eat there every day together. And he may have asked many stories about her, and she may have told much stories, and they are fellowshipping together. But now, through Naomi, who represents the Holy Spirit, they want to bring the relationship a little bit more closer. When you want to get closer to God, some things have to die even more. How many of you love Jesus and you're already in fellowship with Him, and yet there's something in you that says, "I want to know Him more"? I don't know about you, but that cries in my heart all the time. And I know there are responsibilities, but I long for the day where I could just don't have to travel so much to minister and preach, and perhaps I could just travel once in a blue moon and the rest of my time spend time just fellowship with Him.